みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 27. Are you ready for a visit to Japan?
Hello everyone. I'm Naomi. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. Naomi-sensei, in this lesson, we will review the counters for hours and minutes and how to use formal and informal speech.
そうですね。1時間 for an hour.分間 for a minute. しません
won't do.
しない
won't do. Same meaning, but different politeness level.
そうですね。
We have a continued storyline from the last lesson. This conversation takes place on a bus.
そうですね。バスの中です。And ガイドさんとお客さんが話しています。
The conversation is between a tour guide and a customer.
ガイドが下山さん。お客さんが上田さんです。The tour guide is Mr. Shimoyama. The customer is Ms. Ueda.
The tour guide speaks in, Naomi-sensei?
Formal Japanese.
But the customer speaks in?
Informal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were wondering if you tried it, and if so,
what do you think of it?
So, you can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson, okay? Let us know if you've tried reading the PDF while listening to the lesson, because apparently it's a very effective technique.
そうですね。
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
ガイドさん、今日大仏さんは見ない?
はい。残念ですが、鎌倉大仏へは行きません。でも、
大仏さんに行かない。
はい。でも、明日皆さんは自由時間がたくさんありますので。
ああ、そう。自由時間ある。
はい。朝9時から午後3時15分まで自由時間です。ですから、6時間ぐらいあります。皆さんのホテルから大仏まで。歩きでだいたい15分ですので。
あ、じゃあ長谷寺は今日長谷寺に行く？
いえ、ですから明日たくさん自由時間が。
長谷寺へ行かないの？
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ガイドさん、今日大仏さんは見ない?
はい、残念ですが、鎌倉大仏へは行きません。でも、
大仏さんに行かない。
はい、でも、明日、皆さんは自由時間がたくさんありますので。
あ、そう。自由時間ある。
はい。朝9時から午後3時15分まで自由時間です。ですから6時間くらいあります。皆さんのホテルから大仏まで歩きでだいたい15分ですので。
じゃあ、長谷寺は?今日、長谷寺に行く?
いえ、ですから、明日、たくさん自由時間が。
長谷寺へ行かないの?
次は、英語が入ります。
ガイドさん、今日大仏さんは見ない?
Mr. Guide, are we going to see the great Buddha today?
はい、残念ですが、鎌倉大仏へは行きません。でも…
Right. Unfortunately, we will not go to the Kamakura Great Buddha, but
大仏さんに行かない。
What? We're not going to the Great Buddha?
はい。でも明日皆さんは自由時間がたくさんありますので。
Right. But tomorrow you'll have a lot of free time, so...
あ、そう。自由時間ある。
Oh, really? We have free time.
はい。朝9時から午後3時15分まで自由時間です。ですから、6時間ぐらいあります。
Yes, you'll have free time from 9 in the morning to 3:15 p.m. So you have around 6 hours.
皆さんのホテルから大仏まで歩きでだいたい15分ですので。
It's about a 15-minute walk from your hotel to the Great Buddha, so...
じゃあ、長谷寺は？今日長谷寺に行く？
How about 長谷寺? Are we going to 長谷寺 today?
いえ、ですから明日たくさん自由時間が。
No, but like I said, tomorrow you'll have a lot of free time.
Hasedera e ikanai no?
What? We're not going to Hasedera?
Tsuwa gaido wa taihen na shigoto desu ne.
It must be tough to be a tour guide.
I agree. Mr. Shimoyama, the tour guide, had to say the same thing again and again.
まあ、そうですね。Ueda-san is not listening at all.
Did you notice the tour guide said, desu kara, twice in the dialogue?
I bet he's frustrated.
そうね。We use desu kara when we frustrated a lot.
Well, maybe not solely that case in this case, because you could also use it to, basically what it's used for is to emphasize.
Like he's emphasizing that he's already explained that to Ueda-san.
See, Naomi-sensei?You're on a bus seeing the same places over and over, saying the same things over and over. Nobody's listening to you. 大変な仕事です。
まあ、そうですね。
But jumping back to the dialogue, I noticed one more interesting point. 大仏さん、Mr. Big Buddha?
Yeah, with honorific suffix san or sama. Some people put san or sama after those religious statues.
Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about here, Naomi-sensei, what is 大仏さん?
Big statue of Buddha?
Located in, of course,
Kamakura.
And it's probably what Kamakura is best known for, or at least one of the things.
Yeah.
If you see a brochure about Kamakura, you're going to see the statue, no?
そうですね、見ます。この Kamakura の大仏はとても有名です。
So, this statue in Kamakura is very famous.
そうですね、本当に有名ですね。I'm not 100% sure.But it's designated as one of the national treasures.
Okay, check the lesson comments for verification. On to today's vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First, we have a phrase.
自由時間
Free time.
自由時間自由時間
Next word.
残念
Regrettable. Too bad.
残念残念
Next.
歩き
A walk. Walking.
歩き歩き
Next.
ですから
Therefore.
ですからですから
Next.
6時間
Six hours.
6時間6時間
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases for this lesson.Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
歩き
Walking, on foot. Now, 歩き is a noun from the verb
歩く
To walk.
徒歩 also means walking or on foot, but 徒歩 sounds slightly polite.
Yeah, it's a bit more sophisticated.
そうですね、sophisticated.
Now, when the particle で follows a means of transportation, it means to go by that means of transportation.In short, let's give you a couple of examples to really clarify this. Naomi-sensei, what's the word for bus?
Bus.
Now, if the particle で follows this, it means to go by bus.
Bus で.
To go by bus.
Bus で行きます.
I'll go by bus. Or to go by bus. What's the word for taxi?
Taxi.
To go by taxi?
Taxi で. Taxi で行きます.
To go by taxi. Okay, so you got the pattern.Means of transportation followed by で. Naomi-sensei, how do we say by train?
電車で.
By foot. On foot.
歩きで.
Or the other word we had?
徒歩で.
On foot. So, means of transportation marked by the particle で as de is a particle that's used to indicate means. Well, one of the uses, okay? Now, there's actually one more way to say on foot. Lots of things, as, well, Japan, a lot of people live near the station, so lots of things are done on foot.
You mean 歩いて?
That's right. The te form of the verb,
歩く.
Now, this will be covered in lesson 3.
はい、そうです.
So just hang on a second. If you knew that already, congratulations. But we're going to cover that in lesson 3 of this new series, which would actually be lesson 28. Jumping back to the means of transportation followed by the particle de, let's have a sample sentence.
私は毎日学校に歩きで行きます.
I walk to school every day. The literal translation here, I go to school on foot. Okay, one more sample sentence. And let's stick with 歩きで.
はい。歩きで10分くらいです. Or 歩きで10分ぐらいです.
It's about 10 minutes on foot.
Actually, 10分, 10 minutes. The length of time is today's review grammar point.
Now, the counter for minutes is?
分 or 分間. 1分, 2分, 3分.
1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Right.
Now, the counter for hours is?
時間, or maybe I should say 間. 1時間.
1 hour.
2時間.
2 hours.
3時間.
3 hours. The sound change is a little tricky, but check our PDF. There's a list for duration of time.
ピーターさんの出身はニューヨークですよね? 東京からニューヨークまで何時間ですか?
13時間ぐらいですね。 It's about 13 hours from Tokyo to my home, New York.
じゃあ、ニューヨークから東京までは何時間ですか?
そうですね。 14時間ぐらいですね。
長いんだ。
長いです。 So it's about 14 hours coming back.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, something to do with the tailwinds. On to today's grammar point. Now, again, this lesson was designed to review two things. Nami-sensei, the first one was?
Period of time, such as minutes and hours.
Which is very important in Japanese because there are a couple of tricks along the way. So check out the PDF for this lesson. And the second point, this lesson was designed to cover?
Formal and informal speech.
So we want to help you be able to speak informal Japanese as well as formal Japanese. Because when speaking with friends, Nami-sensei, what are you going to speak?
Informal Japanese.
And the majority of time will probably be spent with?
Friends. Kana?
Kana? Maybe. But yeah, you most likely spend most of your time speaking in informal Japanese. However, things can really go bad if you use informal Japanese in the wrong situation. So you really need to know both.
Hi.
And that's why in this lesson, we're going to look at the difference. Nami-sensei, what are we going to take a look at?
In the dialogue, we have Kamakura-daibutsu-e-wa-ikimasen.
We're not going to Kamakura's Buddha statue. Let's break down the sentence. Nami-sensei, first we have?
The subject is dropped, so 私たちは is omitted.
So if this was in a textbook, or if you wanted everything written out, we'd have we marked by the topic marking particle.
Wa.
But here it's implied.
Hai.
So actually, second we have?
Kamakura Daibutsu.
Kamakura's Buddha statue.
E.
It is actually the hiragana character.
He.
But when it's used as a particle, it's read.
E.
And of course, this particle indicates direction. This is followed by?
Wa.
So if you remember, Naomi-sensei said something was omitted. A wa was omitted. So if we put that back in there, this is actually the second wa in the sentence. Here, this wa doesn't indicate the topic, but rather
shows contrast.
After this, we have
行きません.
Won't go or don't go. So we won't go to Kamakura's Buddha statue.
So if you don't want to be so formal, use 行かない instead of 行きません.
So the sentence would read
鎌倉大仏へは行かない.
We won't go to Kamakura's Buddha statue. Now, if you picture the bus situation, this is something that the married couple would say to one another.
鎌倉大仏へは行かない. Yeah, そうですね. Or you can even drop the particles. 鎌倉大仏行かない.
So it makes it even shorter. So the subjects drop, the particles are dropped, everything gets dropped. So kind of the closer the relationship, the more particles you can drop.
So the conversation gets shorter and shorter.
A lot more is implied and inferred. Now, this is an option for the customer, but the tour guide would never use this informal Japanese with the customers.
そうですね。
Nami-sensei, let's look at how we got from 行きません I won't go, very polite, to 行かない I ain't going. I don't know if that's the right translation, but I ain't going. Okay? 行きません to 行かない Where should we start?
That's a good question. I would recommend start from mas form to ません.
Okay. So the polite non-past for to go is 行きます, right? From the verb 行く. Now, how do we say we won't go?
行きません.
So 行きます becomes
行きません.
And what changes?
Must becomes ません.
That's it.
はい.
Straightforward. Now, how about 行かない?
We have different rules for different classes. Where shall we start?
Let's just look at this one and let everyone know that inside the PDF, there's a very detailed explanation for all the classes.
Good idea. So, the original verb of 行かない is 行く. So, change 行く to か and add ない.
That's
it. Make sense?
Perfect sense. You drop again the う syllable, but this time you go to the あ column.
はい.
Take the あ, in this case, く becomes か. We attach
ない.
And there we have it. 行かない. Now, again, inside the PDF, a very detailed write-up. And this is one of the most important things probably you could study if you have a lot of friends and you're speaking informal Japanese.
ピーターさんはよくバーに行きますか?
行きません。
We talk informal, right?
Because Naomi sensei.
But in the office, we usually speak in informal, right?
Yes, because we don't have a lot of respect in the office.
そういうことじゃないけど、more casual.
More casual, because we're all friends.
Yeah. So, in the office, I might ask Peter, like, Peter, ランチ行く?
行かない。So, are you going to go to lunch today? I won't go. But you see how everything got shortened? One more time.
Peter, ランチ行く?
Just Peter, lunch, will go.
そうですね。In a polite situation, that should be, Peter さんはランチに行きますか?
And here it gets shortened all the way to?
Peter, ランチ行く?
And the answer? 行かない。
Instead of 行きません。
And 私は行きません。So everything is shortened. All right, that just about does it for today. But some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
Now, line by line audio is the perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to the lines of conversation again and again,
listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. Basically, we break down the dialogue into comprehensible, bite-sized sentences.
You can try the line-by-line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com.
Thank you again for listening.
じゃあまた。
ガイドさん、今日大仏さんは見ない?
はい。残念ですが、鎌倉大仏へは行きません。でも…
大仏さんに行かない。
はい。でも、明日皆さんは自由時間がたくさんありますので…
ああ、そう。自由時間ある。
はい。朝9時から午後3時15分まで自由時間です。ですから、6時間ぐらいあります。皆さんのホテルから大仏まで…歩きでだいたい15分ですので。
あ、じゃあ長谷寺は今日長谷寺に行く？
いえ、ですから明日たくさん自由時間が。
長谷寺へ行かないの？